All right, welcome to the Mongols Podcast and what I am now just deciding to call the Match Day Stories Podcast Special. I'm very much aware that this is not the voice of Mike that you are used to hearing, but instead of me, Kevin. It is about an hour before kickoff, and I am currently in a Kia minivan with Mike driving, his lovely wife Susan in the passenger seat, my father to the left of me, and my three nephews, Ollie, Ben, and Emerson in the back. Say hi, guys.
What up?
And yeah, we're on our way to watch the Hounds take on the Red Bulls. The teams presumably have been announced yet. It's about an hour before podcast, but no one has been tweeting them, so I can't give you that just yet. The idea behind this special is to, share our match day experience with you, the listener. And so we'll be discussing not only our thoughts and analysis of the game tonight, but also our critiques of the Dippin' Dots and the debates around the nachos and the atmosphere at the ground, which I'm all sure we're very much looking forward to. Presumably the next time you hear our voices will be from the parking lot of the stadium. So we'll check back in with you there. Talk to you soon.
What's up, everybody? We're back and we're here at the Highmark Stadium in line. I'm here to interview Zach. What do you have to say on the upcoming event?
All right, so good job, Ollie. We're here in the parking lot. The team has been announced. We're trying to get through the gates. I am here with an old friend of mine, and this is his first time here at the match. Zach, just be very honest with me. You don't have to sugarcoat it because you're standing with, you know, people who talk about the game every week and all that kind of stuff. How interested are you as a first-time kind of goer to the match? Are you excited to see what's going to happen in front of you today?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm super excited. I've been a big-time sports fan my whole life, and I've always heard about the River Hounds, but I never really made it down. But, you know, with all the intrigue with the World Cup going on and the English Premier League gaining so much traction in cities across the country, you know, soccer is really starting to take its stride, I think, and it's really starting to gain a following. So I'm really excited, and I can't wait to see what these River Hounds are up to.
All right. Thanks, Zach, and we'll check back in with others later on in the match.
All right, so we are outside the team store. We're going to do another new segment. We're going to see what you guys find interesting inside the team store. All right, I'm with Ollie. Ollie, say hi.
So I think that it's really interesting about the caps.
Okay, just wait. Hold on. Wait till we get in there.
Emerson, say hi.
Hi there.
Ben, say hi.
What's up?
All right, let's go in and look around, and then we'll come back and see what you guys find interesting. Let's go.
All right.
Okay, so we went in. We came back out. What was the best thing you found, Ems?
Want to get exclusive video content and photography?
Oh, cool, isn't it?
It's called a Vuvuzela. I thought you were going to blow it. Give it a blow. That's about right. Ben, what did you think was the best thing in there?
A farticus.
What?
A farticus.
A farticus? What does that sound like? Okay, yeah, he got a Vuvuzela too. Ollie, what did you think was the best thing?
And I got a River Hounds Edition fidget spinner.
A fidget spinner. Interesting. Why did you pick the fidget spinner?
Well, it was really popular at my school, the Woodland Hills Academy. I owe it to my friends for opening me up into this.
Awesome. Okay, all right. So we took three kids in. We came out with two Vuvuzelas and a fidget spinner. I apologize to everybody else in our section for that. And I apologize to my wife because that's all we're going to hear for the next few days. All right, we'll check back in later.
All right, so we're hanging out. We're waiting for the final whistle. Hounds are up 3-0. This game's all but done. We're getting ready to run on the field. Emerson, what do you think?
It looks great. They're getting ready to get the last round. It's pretty good.
Game over, 3-0.
Yeah, so they are... So, first of all, a lot of people are cheering. And we're down by the field. And it's pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome. We're going to go rush the field. It was a great game. Let's go see who we can find down there.
See, I thought he was a myth. I've only seen him on like a video clip. I've heard his voice. I didn't think you were real.
I'm recording this right now. So, Matt, Matt, what were your thoughts on the game?
That ref was back and forth. I thought at first he was going to, you know, call fairly. About halfway through the game, I thought he was against us.
Yeah.
But hey, we prevailed, came out 3-0.
Yeah. Gotta like that, Justin.
Yeah, heck of a game, man, tonight. I thought that, man, if the Hounds could play like that in every big game that we have, it would be amazing. That was an unbelievable game.
Romeo got one.
Can't complain about that.
Nope, Romeo got one. And it was after Kevin Kerr came on the field, give him his credit. He had the assist.
Yep.
Kevin Kerr, good player.
we're just gonna end these with Kevin Kerr. Kevin Kerr.
All right,
Good stuff, hot takes. Let's see who else we can talk to.
There's players out there at the beginning of the second half to put the game away, and they had probably 3-4 good chances before we got that second goal. So it's important to get it right at both ends. And, you know, the better we defend with all our attackers on the field, you know, the more times we probably can do it. But I think that's just us working on things, continuing to develop. Look, we got a lot of players. As you can see, you know, Kevin comes on off the bench when Ben goes down and does a nice job for us. You know, it's good to get Joe some minutes tonight. Dabo's been cleared. We elected not to put him in the 18, so this week training, he'll be trying to get in the 18. We have a tough road trip to Charleston and Louisville, but I haven't made any decisions. I mean, the group that played tonight got a result. That's a good thing. I think a more experienced team would have punished us as open as we were in the back at times. And that's a concern. You shouldn't look like you're going to leak 3 or 4. You know, I know it looked like we could have got 6 or 7, but we easily could have given up a lot of goals. And had they tied it early in the second half, it may have been a different story. But like I said, it's just me wanting to get it right at both ends, because ultimately, if you're going to be successful, we have to get it right at both ends. Romeo and Nico and Cristiano on the field at the same time is surely interesting. We'll see how that evolves.
It's a little bit of how the game played, also how New York likes to play, and that, you know, they come in trying to stretch the game like that. How much was it they're doing?
No, we chose to do it. Mm-hmm. I've slowed them down and dictated tempo, and we said, fine, come. And, you know, I don't think they expected us to be so direct the other way. And I think they combined and got some shots at the edge of the box in the first half, and we got probably 6 or 7 clear moments, either breakaways or completely in behind the back line. So we made the choice that we're at home. We're not gonna let them press us and lose the ball in our end, and let them, you know, press and quick counters. Ball's going in behind their pressure early, and we got it there, and we got even numbers or clear advantages by playing forward early. So it gives them something to think about next time.
What about service in tonight? All three goals came from really a nice ball in each time.
Hey, if you guys are happy with it, then that's good. That means probably the fans are happy. I see those, but I see all the ones that, you know. But, you know, listen, we're starting to create a lot of good opportunities. And I think we were early in the year, but maybe not as many clear cut. This game lent itself to almost a wide open affair based on who we played, how they like to play. I see a lot of improvement in areas, but I also see a bit of a regression in terms of we're 14, 15 games in, if you include the Open Cup. 24 if you include all the preseason games. We made some tactical errors tonight that we shouldn't be making. And, you know, I told them in the huddle, good game, good result, but said we didn't defend well as a team, and we took shortcuts. And, you know, I just hope we take more responsibility to play 90 minutes. You know, I think Richmond, we were much more disciplined on both sides of the ball. So as much as I liked winning 3-0, I think our performance in Richmond was more complete a week ago on the road. But, you know, we're at home, and if people want to see goals, they got goals. And, you know, hopefully we keep scoring them. And I'm just not going to be comfortable giving up clear opportunities, as many as we gave up tonight. So we just try to work on it.
John's fussing with his audio. I'm here with John and Rachel. Rachel, thoughts on the game?
I thought it was a good game. I haven't been here since March, so I didn't really have much to base it off of, but I think Bob was right when he said that there was a little bit too much open in the back. New York just didn't look good tonight. I don't know what it was. They normally, every time they're here, they always look good, so I was surprised to see how bad they were tonight. So, I mean, overall, I thought it was a good win. 3 points is 3 points. You'll take it.
John?
Yeah, the Hounds were very opportunistic. I mean, Coach wasn't very happy with a lot of things, especially giving the Red Bulls those opportunities to get back. The game really swings in that play on the 53rd, 54th minute. Hugh Roberts comes up, makes a play to just deny a golden chance. That's what Lily's probably frustrated with. They shouldn't have a chance that a look like that close. But the Hounds counter, Canardo Forbes lays an absolute beautiful ball in to Nico Brett. And, you know, Nico now 2 goals tonight and 8 for the season. He's racking them up. So the Hounds, you know, they take care of business, 3-0 against a good team. I mean, I don't think the Red Bulls were full roster tonight. But and even some of the subs that came in late, guys that usually start. So. But it's a very positive result. A lot of things to work on. You got Charleston and Louisville coming up, but I thought it was a great win. I liked how they came out and really came out on the front foot tonight and got that early goal.
We've talked a lot about Romeo. He gets another goal. I think one of the things Kevin was saying in the stands was just he just needs to commit. He just needs to go for it. And it felt like on that goal, he committed. Like I verbally said, commit! And like, he put his head on it. You think this is a turning point for him? Did you see good things, John?
Yeah, those headers. I mean, we've watched him just struggle with those balls in, especially on headers and timing. Even on the first goal, that first ball in from Cristiano was for Romeo. Romeo overran the ball. Yeah. But Kevin was in the back on the other side to resend it back in, as he has three times this year. Resends it back to Nico, and they get their first goal. So it, for Romeo, I think it's connecting with his teammates and being on the end when he needs to be. And I think tonight he was there when he needed to be at that moment. He has to be there at least once or twice or 3 times a game at least to be in that spot. But again, they went with Romeo and Nico both up top. As you and Kevin were talking a lot about on the show, I think that was something that it adds a little more explosiveness up top. It allows Nico to kind of settle into that. He can hold the ball up and Romeo can kind of get forward. But they were taking turns, if you noticed. They were taking turns being the high guy and the other guy was kind of sitting underneath. So I thought that worked out pretty well.
Rachel, what do you think? So Romeo better up front with two or up alone? Or what did you see tonight?
I am never for a single striker, so I'm always for two. I like him and Nico together. I think Romeo's one of those players that when he's good, he's great. When he's not on it, he's not good. But tonight he was on it. He was really good. There were a couple missed opportunities sometimes where I was frustrated. Like, just take it. Like, take the risk. You're up 2-0. I mean, what do you got to lose? Make it 3-0. Make it 4-0. 5-0. But it was, like I said, when he's good, he's great. And he was great tonight.
All right, last question. So, John, you referenced we got Charlotte and Louisville coming up. Charleston.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's me. What do you think the guys need to tighten up on or change heading into those games?
Well, you know what, I actually like their chances on the road. They defend really well on the road. I think you'll see tonight they were basically 4 in the back, but then once they got the 2-0 lead, Venka Kazil dropped into that. It was 5 in the back. Lily laid it out actually pregame 5 in the back, but Tommy V was pushing up. He was definitely in a holding midfield role. So I think on the road against Charleston, Louisville, two really good teams. I don't really look too closely at the standings right now. Yeah. I think Charleston was dropped a little bit into like 6th or 7th, but I think they're one of the top 4 or 5 teams. Absolutely, Louisville, defending champs, are unbelievable team with James O'Connor coaching, and I think this is going to be a really good test the next few weeks. I think they come out of that with 4 points. I think that would be unbelievable. 2 points is good. Obviously, 6 points would just make a huge statement and say, you know, they're here for, they're going to be at the top of the the table.
Rachel, what's your magic number for points for the next two games? What do you think the Hounds? What do you think the Hounds will get, and what would you be really happy with?
I'd be really happy with 6, but I think they'll get 4. I think there might be a really tight draw against Louisville, win against Charleston. I just really want to see Toby Adewale and Joe Greenspan together as center backs. I was quite confused to why Toby wasn't starting tonight. I mean, I think that on defense, I think this is the first year since I've been covering the team that they're actually very depth-oriented with defense. So it's hard for Coach Lilly, I'm sure, to look at his roster and be like, okay, well, who am I going to start today? But I would love to see those two, especially against Louisville. Yeah, 4 is the realistic number.
I like it. All right, well, thanks, guys. I need to go find my kids because they're just sort of roaming the field somewhere. But it's always good catching up with both of you.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys.
All right, it's good seeing you.
All right, so we're back in the car. The Hounds get the win, 3-0 over the Red Bulls. Nico Brett scores 2. Romeo scores the 3rd. And it looked overall a pretty comfortable performance. Everyone's pretty happy. Everyone's in good spirits. Kids, what was your favorite part of the game? I saw you guys got some fun stuff in the store. We talked about that at halftime. How was your night? Did you have fun?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I feel like if Uncle Jason is listening, tell him Red Bulls get their cans kicked. USA! USA!
I think we have we're breeding a new generation of Hounds fans, which is definitely good. So father of both me, Kev, and Mike, this is your, first time coming to Highmark. You've watched a couple of games this season. How was your experience like, first of all, and we'll talk about the game in a second. How did you enjoy Highmark, the view, the stadium, the atmosphere? How was it all?
It was fun. It was entertaining. It's definitely not international soccer, but it was fun.
Would you come back if I wasn't in town? If Mike and his family didn't want to go, would you consider going just yourself? And you can be honest, you don't have to like play to the crowd here.
I'm not sure. I think that if they were in a competitive position, that would entice me to come to see a game or two.
So if this was an MLS team, do you think you'd come more?
Probably, yes.
So is it a kind of...
If they were in the playoffs.
Or Michael just said, if you can't hear, if they were in the playoffs, would you come watch them if they're in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think I would... like to see more. It tends to be more group ball and individual performances than it is maybe a team kind of full team kind of thing.
That being said, I was sitting next to you for a lot of the game. Mike and I were kind of up and down. Was the level of play what you expected?
Yes, I'll say it was what I expected.
Okay. All right. Well. Mike, Susan, any final thoughts? Did you guys have a good time? I'm going to put the mic in front of you, in between you. Let's see what you have to say.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. It was a good game.
Mike, Susan made some new friends. I had fun and had fun running around talking to everybody. I wasn't even convinced I was going to make it about 24 hours ago, so I'm glad that that all worked out and that I'm here. But I thought it was good. It was a good showing. You know, Coach... wasn't thrilled with everything, which I'm not surprised about. But I thought, you know, we said coming out of this, I think I said my magic number was 6 points that I'd be happy with out of the next 3 games. And we've already got 3, which means if we get 3 over the next 2, then I'll be where I was going into this game. So, yeah, I'm happy. I thought it was a good game. It was fun. And yeah.
And he did all of that while not crashing the car. So to wrap things up. The Hounds get the 3 points, 3-0 win over Red Bulls. Brett gets the brace. Parks scores as well, and we all had a pretty good time. So let's wrap it up, and we'll see you on the next show.
Thank you
to Roughneck Scarves for all your I don't know if you want a scarf, go to Roughneck Scarves. They make great scarves. Otherwise, that's it for us, and we'll talk to you very, very soon. Everyone, say cheers really loudly.
Cheers!